Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2478, first written November 29th, 2019. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9. Therefore also we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him. Thanksgiving holiday is upon us. The turkey will be eaten. Football games will be played. Much of our company will gather together. And then it's time to move on to Black Friday and Christmas. Thanksgiving will be shelved until next year. That is, except for the people of God. For us, every day is Thanksgiving. Every day is an opportunity to realize that we are a blessed people. We have been focusing upon four aspects of thankfulness: to say it, to pray it, to sing it, and there remains one final touch, and that is to show it. Throughout the Bible, we are taught to be proper stewards of what God has given us. This is one of the best ways we show our thankfulness to God. We live lives that express joy for salvation and respect for who He is and what He has done. To say I'm thankful to God, but I'm too busy to honor Him and worship just doesn't fly. Imagine giving someone a gift. They open that gift and they say to you, thank you. Then they take that gift and put it in the trash. How insulted you would be. How upset you would be. Would it be any different with the Lord? There are some ways that we show thankfulness. First, we take care of ourselves. Yes, right here in the middle of the holidays comes thoughts about taking care of ourselves. This is more than physical. This is always emotional and mental. Stress, worry, and fear runs through too many of hearts these days. That shouldn't be. God has given you a wonderful mind. How are you using it? God has gifted you with amazing talents. Are you using any of those toward the kingdom? To say I am thankful for salvation ought to make one fight temptation a bit harder and worship a bit deeper. Secondly, we take care of God's word. We use it correctly. The Bible wasn't given to us so we could thump our neighbors or coworkers about religious error that they believe in. That's not the purpose. It is to change our lives. Showing we are thankful means we dive into God's word. I love the Bible comes from a heart that attends Bible classes. It comes from a heart that diligently trying to live what the Word of God says. Thirdly, we take care of God's church. We keep the church close to the Lord and in step with what the Bible teaches. Others are looking for fun and adventure. We're looking to the cross. Others want to fill the pews. We want to fill hearts. Others don't mind ignoring and changing the Bible. We tremble at such thoughts. We want the church to be a reflection of Jesus. We want the church to be warm, friendly, kind, biblical, and loving. To reach that, we must be that way ourselves. The church is a reflection of us. We must move out of our comfort zone and become what God wants us to be. Fourth, we take care of our families. God was the one who established a home. Marriage and parenting are God's subjects, so we must open the door for patience and grace and kindness and forgiveness in our homes. As Jesus was to the church, so husbands must be to their wives. As the church is to Jesus, so ought wives to be to their husbands. The home is a mini example of both the church and heaven. Our homes ought to be dear to us. I'm thankful for my family, yet all the family ever sees is my face glued to a cell phone. We eat, and then everyone goes their own way to their own bedrooms. Have a day where all the cell phones are put in the basket and everyone must talk. Have a day when you get out a board game and you play together. Have a family devotion where you talk about the Lord. To be thankful is to show it. To be thankful is to take care of what God has given you. To be thankful is to recognize how blessed you are. Too many live like they are in hotels or driving rental cars. Hotels are not their home, so people trust them. They jump on the beds in hotels. They'd never do that at home. Rental cars are trashed. You wouldn't throw cups and empty trash in the backseat of your own car. We can live life like a rental car mentality. We don't care and we don't take care of things, and we simply do what we want. As Christians, we must be better. As Christians, we must remember that we belong to the Lord. We are His. We must live honorably and nobly with the right attitudes and the right heart. We must reflect our thankfulness in the ways that we handle the things God has given us. What does it mean to be thankful? It is to say it. It is to pray it. It is to sing it. And it is to show it. And for us, it's not just the last Thursday in November. It's all the time. It's every day. It's a way of life for us. We are a blessed people. We are a thankful people. And thank you for listening.